It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that challenges the very foundation of how we see ourselves, our identity. Have you ever stopped to consider how you define yourself? Is it through your past experiences, your memories, or the roles you've played in life? What if I told you that the identity you believe about yourself is just a collection of snapshots from your past rather than a true reflection of who you are? Today, we'll explore how mindfulness can help us see through this illusion and embrace a more fluid, dynamic sense of self. Our self-concept, how we see and define ourselves, is often shaped by a series of snapshots from our past. These snapshots might be memories of significant events, labels that others have given us, or roles we've played over time. For example, you might think of yourself as the shy one, the successful professional, or the person who always makes mistakes. These labels and memories form a mental collage that we carry with us, creating a fixed sense of identity. But here's the thing. These snapshots are just moments in time. They are not the full story of who we are, nor are they set in stone. Yet, we often treat them as if they define us completely, forgetting that identity is not something static. It's fluid, ever-changing, and deeply influenced by the present moment. Mindfulness invites us to step back and observe these snapshots with curiosity and non-attachment. When we practice mindfulness, we learn to see our thoughts, memories, and labels for what they are. Mental constructs that arise and pass away. By observing these constructs without getting caught up in them, we can begin to loosen the grip of a fixed identity and open ourselves to the possibility of change and growth. To better understand this, think of your identity as a photo album. Each snapshot represents a moment in time, capturing a particular aspect of your life. Some of these photos may be clear and vibrant, while others may be faded or even distorted. But no matter how many snapshots you have, they do not capture the full essence of who you are. They are simply moments in time, and the album itself is always open to new additions. One of the core teachings of mindfulness is that we are not our thoughts, emotions, or memories. These are all part of our experience, but they do not define our true self. By recognizing this, we can free ourselves from the limitations of a fixed identity and embrace the fluidity of who we are in the present moment. To illustrate this concept, I want to share a story called The Story of the Broken Mirror. There was once a young woman who possessed a beautiful ornate mirror that had been passed down through generations in her family. The mirror was said to reflect the true essence of anyone who looked into it. One day, as she was cleaning the mirror, it slipped from her hands and shattered into countless pieces. Devastated, the woman tried to piece the mirror back together, but no matter how hard she tried, the reflection was never the same. Some pieces were missing, others were distorted, and the overall image was fragmented. Over time, she became obsessed with trying to restore the mirror to its original state, believing that only then would she see her true self again. Years passed, and the woman grew weary from her efforts. One day, a wise elder visited her and asked, "Why do you cling to this broken mirror?" The woman replied, "I need it to see who I truly am, but no matter how hard I try, the reflection is never right." The elder smiled and said, "The mirror was only a tool to help you see what was always within you. Your true self is not in the mirror, nor is it in the fragments. It is in the present moment, in your breath, in your awareness. Let go of the broken pieces and look within. This story reminds us that our true identity cannot be captured by any single snapshot or reflection. The labels and memories we cling to are like the broken pieces of the mirror, fragments that offer only a partial view of who we are. Mindfulness helps us to let go of these fragments and connect with the wholeness of our true self, which is always present, always dynamic, and always evolving. Now that we've explored the idea of identity as a collection of snapshots, let's talk about some practical mindfulness techniques you can use to break free from limiting self-concepts and embrace the fluidity of your true self. Number one, practice non-attachment to labels. One of the key practices in mindfulness is non-attachment, which means not clinging to thoughts, emotions, or labels as part of your identity. When you notice yourself identifying with a particular label, such as I'm not good enough or I'm always this way, pause and observe the thought. Remind yourself that this label is just a snapshot, not the full story of who you are. Number two, reflect on the fluidity of identity. Spend some time reflecting on how your identity has changed over the years. Consider the different roles you've played, the experiences you've had, and how your self-concept has evolved. By recognizing that identity is not fixed, you can open yourself to the possibility of growth and change in the present moment. Number three, cultivate present moment awareness. Mindfulness is all about being present in the here and now. When you practice present moment awareness, you connect with your true self, independent of the snapshots from your past. Take time each day to simply be. Observe your breath, your sensations, and your surroundings. This practice helps you ground yourself in the present moment and reduces the influence of past labels and memories. Number four, use the RAIN technique we've talked about before. The RAIN technique, recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture, can be a powerful tool for working with limiting self-concepts. When a limiting thought or label arises, first recognize it for what it is. Then allow the thought to be there without resisting it. Investigate the thought with curiosity. Where is it coming from and how does it make you feel? Finally, nurture yourself with compassion, recognizing that your true self is not defined by any single snapshot. And then number five, as we always say, if this is what you're working on, then set an intention for self-exploration. Set a daily intention to explore and embrace the fluidity of your identity. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to explore my true dynamic self beyond the labels and snapshots of my past even more? This intention will guide your mindfulness practice and support you in embracing the freedom of your true self. Mindfulness helps us see that our identity is not fixed or limited by the snapshots of our past. By letting go of these labels and memories, we can connect with the dynamic, ever-changing essence of who we truly are. That's it for today's episode. I hope you've found some valuable insights into the nature of identity and how mindfulness can help you break free from limiting self-concepts. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in exploring your true self, I have a weekly free group practice and support that you can find at jeremywest.net. I also offer one-on-one coaching, and you can also find my new app, the It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of self-discovery and self-awareness. That's all at jeremywest.net. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and if you check your watch, you'll find it's now again.